You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
There are upshots and there are upsides, and there can be upsides to upshots. And for some speakers, upshots can be upsides.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and here with us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning.
This week's question comes from Eric. Eric wanted to know about usage of the word upshot. Eric says, I find that in literature, the word is used to mean the ultimate result of something, but people often use this word as a synonym of upside to mean something very positive. Anne, have you heard people using upshot that way?
I actually had not, and appreciated Eric bringing this to our attention. Had you, Rebecca?
I think I have heard people use it that way, and honestly, I can't say I blame them. I mean, it sounds like it could be something positive.
I think that's exactly right. So let's back up and look at the history here of upshot as a place to start. Upshot actually comes from archery. The Oxford English Dictionary has it dated back to 1531. That's the first time they have it in writing, and it was a final shot in a match at archery. Now, you see that in the 1500s and 1600s, you've got other meanings as well. So the term is used figuratively to mean a closing or parting shot, which makes total sense if it's the final shot in archery. You also see upshot being used to refer to the something that you're aiming for, be that literal or figurative. So one example in the OED is, quote, the upshot of all religion is to please God. I think that would be an obsolete sense for us now. Around the same time, you see upshot used to refer to the conclusion or end of something. And by the 1600s, we see what is now very familiar to us, upshot to be the result or conclusion of some course of action. I often use this as the upshot of a discussion or an argument, and the OED notes many examples of that. Rebecca, do you have a sense of the context in which you see upshot?
Yeah, given the nature of my job, I actually see this one pop up in news copy from time to time. For example, I found an old story Rick Pluta did about a federal court decision and how, as a result of that decision, there were these people who would now get to challenge this law that they were unhappy about. So that was the upshot, or the result, of the court's decision.
Yes. And what's interesting to me is that I really like this word, and I thought, I don't think I ever write this word down. I certainly say it, and I went and looked in my files on my computer, and it turns out that I do not use this word in writing, certainly not often. Now, there is an entry in Grammarist, which is a website, about the use of upshot to mean upside, to mean the advantage or benefit of something. I think it's something that we should keep our eye on. Grammarist has an example from Discovery News, and the quote is, ladies, at long last, there is an upshot to PMS. I've looked at the context, and it is trying to make the argument that there is an upside.
Yeah, I'm not convinced.
Now, there is another usage issue that it's worth discussing here, which is whether there can be a final upshot. There are commentators who go after the phrasing final upshot along with final outcome or final result, because they say this is redundant. If it's the outcome, you don't need to say it's the final outcome. I'm not totally convinced about this, because if we think about something like outcomes, there can be preliminary outcomes, in which case you want to know this is the final outcome. I think you could make the same argument about upshot, that there might be early upshots and then a final upshot.
Well, Eric, thank you so much for pointing this one out to us. It sounds like it might be on the move, so we'll just have to keep our eye on it. Thanks so much, Anne.
Have a great Sunday.
Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe to the show wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.